Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
No, that's Ann Wilson bringing this back. Of Heart fame, she and her sister Nancy. That's her Nancy on the guitar in the background there, by the way. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ami Kazar. Ami is the CEO and founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com. Ami, tell folks how you work.
Jim, we, business owners and CEOs and entrepreneurs, call us all the time. We listen to their stories, and then we advise them about the best possible leverage or debt structures to help them achieve their goals. And then if they want our help, we'll collect all their financial documents, we'll bundle them up, and we'll go out to our network of lenders and banks and get them the best possible solutions to help their businesses.
Well, and folks, that's what I like about what he does. He's agnostic about how you get your money, right? I mean, that's one thing. You don't care where the source is. You just want to make sure people have a source that works for them.
I want people to have the best possible loan structure to make their business successful.
So check them out there at multifunding.com. All right, I mean, talk to us some more about, you know, this leverage thing. As I've said, and I'm going to say it again, the one silver lining. And I predicted this in 2009. I actually predicted this. You can find where I wrote this. That the one silver lining of all this is that because small business owners were going to deleverage so much and pull in their horns, I said the ones who survive are going to find out how to operate in the current environment, which is to say no limited growth, limited need for debt. Every month that goes by, you're paying off a mortgage, a note, a little bit farther. 7-8 years later, surely a bunch of those are paid off. So now we've deleveraged. The one silver lining of all this that's gone on for the last 8 years is that we're now in good financial. We're in a lot better financial condition than we were. That's a little bit of a perverse way to think about it, but it's the truth. But if the economy takes off, that strategy, in my opinion, is not going to keep you up to allow you to take advantage of the opportunities. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you have to, I say leverage doesn't have to be a dirty word. So let me share with you, Jim, a little game that I do in some of my workshops. And maybe I'll ask you this question. Jim, let's say I presented you with 10 poker chips worth $1 million. And so 10 poker chips of $100,000 each. And the first decision you have to make is, how are you going to divide your chips? Are you going to invest them in your business? Or are you going to invest them in a mutual fund of your choice?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you put the money? So that's question number one.
Yeah.
And people answer that question differently for different reasons, right? So they might say some people aren't very confident in their business, or other people are just very happy with how their business is and the income it's producing for them, and they don't really want to invest in it further. Other people are all in to their business. Then after you've gone through that part, the next question you have to ask yourself is, well, okay, so you've put some chips in the mutual fund and some chips in the business. What return do you expect from each investment?
Mm-hmm.
And, so people will often say the mutual fund 3%, 4%, 5%. And then almost always people expect a higher return from their investment. We get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50%. So I'm not sure if people know how to calculate that.
Well, especially if they're calculating the investment they make in their business, it doesn't come out in a report as succinctly as it does in a mutual fund report. Because you got to take into consideration all the different. There are a number of little nooks and crannies that small business owners benefit from financially, not just in lifestyle, but financially.
Correct.
One thing. Go ahead.
If you're going to make an incremental investment in your business, you should know, you should have a plan for the expected return you expect
right.
to get.
Right. You got to know where those nooks and crannies are, and then you got to aggregate them. You got to add them all up to do a fair comparison, to compare apples and apples. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But then the question is, if you've calculated and you know that if you invested incremental money in your business, you could get 10, 20, 30%, and you can borrow the money to do that at 4, 5, or 6%, you have to ask yourself some serious questions about why aren't you doing that?
Why wouldn't you do that? That's exactly right. Amit Kazar, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Amit joined us, and so we did. Multifunding.com is his website. Amit, good job today. Come back soon.
Jim, my pleasure as always. Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you. Amit Kazar, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.